A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him. He sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. What do you say?" They said this, of course, to test him, so that they would have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to cast a stone." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. In response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir, nor do I condemn you. Now go and avoid this sin." The Gospel of the Lord. If you recall, last Sunday's Gospel was that powerful story of forgiveness found only in Luke's Gospel, the story of the prodigal son. And then today, immediately following that, we have another great story of forgiveness, once again found only in Luke's Gospel. What's happening here is that the Pharisees and the scribes are trying to trick Jesus. Mosaic law said that people caught in adultery had to be stoned to death. But Roman law said only the Romans could impose the death sentence. So if Jesus answered their question, "What should we do?" with a yes, he would be violating Roman law and they could report him. If he said no, then he was breaking Mosaic law. And Jesus completely sidesteps the issue. He bends down and simply traces in the sand until they all disappear. And then come those incredibly powerful words, "Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir, nor do I condemn you. Now go and avoid this sin." Does the woman beg? Does she plead? Does she confess? Does Jesus lecture her, give her a punishment? It said nothing. Just forgiveness. God is not about judgment and condemnation. He is about mercy and forgiveness. There's a wonderful little book out that should be required reading for every Catholic. It's called "The Name of God is Mercy." And it is an interview by an Italian journalist with Pope Francis on Francis's view of mercy. Francis tells an absolutely incredible story in the book. He says that during World War II, a Nazi soldier was captured by the French resistance. They said to him, "We have to put you to death, but since you're Catholic, we have a priest coming so you can make your last confession." And so they left the soldier and the priest alone. And the soldier said to the priest, "Father, I've been with many women." And the priest nodded his head. And the soldier said, "But I'm not sorry for it. I enjoy being with women. And if I weren't here tonight, I'd probably be with another woman." And the priest thought for a second, and then he said to the soldier, "Do you think, perhaps, you are sorry for the fact that you are not sorry for what you did?" And the soldier said, "Okay." And the priest said, "Then your sins are forgiven." The name of God is mercy. Amen.